There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. So let's update you guys on the breaking news, and it can just be me, you, and Rob and taking phone calls for the rest of the day. 913-586-7965, because I want you guys to get a chance to chime in on this. So this is the report. This is the rumor, if you have been at work. The rumor, the report, is that there is a meeting coming up on Monday in Topeka. The Chiefs are supposed to go to this meeting. The expectation of this meeting is that the Chiefs and the state of Kansas are going to finalize some information that would lead to them moving to that side of state line. It is important to know that the Royals will not be at this meeting. So I'm perfectly fine for the basis of this conversation to not discuss the Royals. They ain't in it. They ain't in it. So why do we need to talk about them? This meeting has been confirmed by just about everybody. This is from the Department of Commerce. Quote, we are aware of the media reports regarding the LCC meeting on Monday. The state of Kansas is active in discussions with the Kansas City Chiefs about the prospects of building a new stadium and other facilities in the state of Kansas. No final agreement has been reached, but this would be a massive economic win for Kansas and benefit Kansans for generations to come. We are aggressively pursuing this opportunity. So that is the official statement from the state of Kansas. I understand that my opinion comes from somebody who lives in Missouri and has never lived a day outside of the state of Missouri. Not in college, not as a kid. I've only lived in Missouri. I obviously want the stadiums to stay on this side. But, and maybe this is just me getting soft in my old age, we are only arguing this because of a theoretical line. The Chiefs are not moving away. They are just moving to a different part of the city. This is actually very common in other places. A team was in the city. They then took that team and then moved to the suburbs. The Atlanta Braves just did it. And I think the Atlanta Braves have served as a model for a lot of these other teams. Get out of the city, go out to the suburbs where you got all the space and you can create and build what you want. And I think the Chiefs see this as more than just a new stadium. I think they see this as an entertainment venture. The Chiefs have been telling us for quite some time that they are not just in the football business. They are in the events business. I think they want to be in the restaurant business and the bar business and the shops and hotels. Can you imagine a Chiefs-themed hotel while you stay there and then you walk inside to see Taylor Swift? Or you stay at the Chiefs-themed hotel and then you walk inside to see the Final Four or a Super Bowl or one of those kinds of events? I think that is the vision that they have planned in their mind. I don't believe that the Chiefs have really made that strong of an effort to stay at the Truman Sports Complex. If we are going off the vote that happened last April, they did not put together a plan that was indicative of how much they love Arrowhead Stadium. They put a couple of heaters in the 300 level. They created new suites, and they had a VIP entrance. There was nothing for the poors. There was nothing for you that is in the 300 level. They gave you new bathrooms. Of course, that's what a renovation is. They gave you a sports book is what they gave you. They didn't give you a whole lot else if you were one of the poors in the 300 and 100 level. But if you were in the 200 level or the suite level, man, they were going to look out for you on our dime. I still can't get over this. And I don't know why this was not a big deal or a bigger deal when it happened. Clark Hunt didn't even show up to the event. Can you imagine asking people for $1 billion and then you don't show up at the post-game celebration? What if they had won the vote? He wasn't there. I think the Chiefs did the bare minimum during that. I think it was the Royals, and the Chiefs just thought to themselves, well, if somebody's giving out money, we might as well put our hat in the ring. Some of this money is ours too. So if we get it, cool. If we don't get it, we can then go away. We can then move on with our actual plan. Their actual plan is this. This is what they want. They want WrestleMania. They want the Final Four. They want bars. They want shops. They want restaurants, which is understandable if you were a business. They were never getting that in Missouri. They are getting it in Kansas. So maybe I should be more mad about this, that Kansas stole the business away. I mean, it's still a 25-minute drive from where I live anyway. It's just in a different direction now than it was before. They're not going away, are they? They're not changing their name. They're not changing the color scheme. They're not changing the helmets and the jerseys. They're not changing anything. It's going to be the same. So I can only be so mad that the Chiefs are now doing what I think their plan is, and a plan that, if we are really thinking about it, is a good plan for all of us. It is a new, renovated, completely fresh football stadium that is going to hold more major events for all of us. I just can't spin this like it's some negative. I don't think that it is.
I have been in Kansas my whole life, and So this is going to sound like smug Kansan. I don't think this is bad at all. I understand why fans love Arrowhead. And there are definitely people listening right now that view Arrowhead the same way I view Allen Fieldhouse. A historic building needs to be preserved at all costs. But I think the people listening view Arrowhead differently than the people who own the Kansas City Chiefs. Because the Chiefs, to your point about dropping breadcrumbs, have kind of been telling us ever since the vote failed, yeah, Arrowhead's nice, but you know what's nicer? SoFi. You know what's better? Allegiant. Ooh, we love Allegiant. Allegiant's gorgeous. I can't find the audio. I was looking for it. Do you remember when Mark Donovan had a press conference? This could have been any time in the last 3 years. And he said, it's hard to not be jealous when you go to Allegiant and when you go to SoFi. That's them saying the thing without them saying the thing. They are jealous of the Chargers. They are jealous of the Raiders. Now, because the vote failed 2 years ago, or a year ago, whenever it was, they have been given an opportunity to have their own fancy stadium, and they can still fill it with Kansas City Chiefs fans, and they can have Final Fours. Nate Taylor, I can pull the audio, was on Cody and Gold in either September or October, and he said, hey, Clark Hunt wants a Final Four. He ain't doing that at Arrowhead. They, to your point, they've been in the non-football business for a long time at Arrowhead. You know what you can't do in March at Arrowhead? Outdoor stuff. You never know what Kansas City weather is going to hold. You know what you can do? Outdoor stuff at a new stadium. They can have Beyonce on Tuesday and the Chiefs on Sunday. They can't do that at Arrowhead. So I think this is, I understand why fans are potentially upset that the Chiefs are possibly moving across state lines. I get it. But I think a new fancy stadium is actually not bad for the city or the community at large, because it means more cool events could be coming to Kansas City, and that's a net positive, in my opinion.
Someone on the text line just sent this. Guys, you guys sound like you're in favor of the elite and not the working man. How can you take the side of the greedy Hunt family? The Chiefs have told us at every single turn that we owe them money. That's what they've told us. Somebody is paying for this. Whether they're going to stay where they are and they are going to have a tax on the stadium like they currently have, or what's happening in Kansas. So if you ask me what my preference is, my preference would be to pump another $1 billion, another $1.5 billion in where you are and make it one of those kinds of stadiums. Make it a Cameron Indoor. Make it an Allen Fieldhouse. Make it a Fenway. Make it a Wrigley. They are telling us that that's not how they view it. And I don't think that we view it that way. There's no scenario in which people at the University of Kansas would be fine with them building a new brand new state-of-the-art basketball gym. You could build a gym better than what they have at Allen Fieldhouse. We all know that. You could build a better gym. That's not what they want. No, we want to keep this. We want to preserve it. It is important. I don't think the Chiefs fans feel that way about their stadium. I think the iconic thing, I think what people are coming to see and travel is the experience around the stadium. That's the fans. That's you, the people. I don't think the people in Lot J are now not going to the games anymore. So I think just all the parties and great times and memories that you've had in the parking lot, and I think you're going to still have those. You're just going to walk into a different stadium, and you're just going to have to go in a different direction on I-70 when you do it. But I just don't get the sense that people right now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not reading the text line and feel like people like the Chiefs are threatening to tear down Wrigley or threatening to tear down Fenway. I think there's a large portion of the city that is excited about the Chiefs getting a brand new stadium. I also just don't think there's that many of those stadiums that are left. I think what the Chiefs are doing is pretty standard now if you look at most American cities. Man, they have had that structure there since 1972. They already pumped money into it one time, and I think they're telling you, we're not going to pump more money into it. We just want to build a new stadium. I mean, there's only so many times you're going to keep changing the transmission on that old car before you just go get a new car. And I think the Chiefs are just telling you, we are ready to go get a new vehicle. We are ready to get a new car.
And I guess my point, and I understand how people view the car analogy as, you know, a problem for the city or whatever. I don't think moving on from the car you've had for 40 years to a new car is always bad. I understand why people would be frustrated by it, and I get that. But I don't think moving on from the car that you had when you were 16, I love this car, I've been through so much of this car, but it's starting to cost a lot, and you know, there's a new car that will cost me less over time. I don't think it's a bad decision to go to the new car. I also don't think it's a bad decision to stay with the old car. I don't think the Chiefs can do a wrong pick here, but based on the reporting, it feels like, barring a setback, in the next 4 to 5 days, there's going to be an official announcement that they are headed to Kansas, likely in the Legends or in Wyandotte County. That's my presumption. We don't know a location exactly. I imagine the Dot is about to be home with the Chiefs, but it's not always a bad thing to get that new car. Sometimes you put nostalgia away and the brand new shiny thing is the better thing.
Yeah, someone on the text line says this, CDOT, in your argument you are ignoring the state line is a big negative for the state of Missouri to have the team move to Kansas. No question about it. I'm with you. I'm talking about this from the sports sense. I don't know enough about the taxes and what this means. I will say one thing. I have seen Overland Park and Johnson County flourish a lot over the course of my lifetime, and they weren't getting money from the sports teams being there. So I just don't know. I don't know what I don't know when it comes to this. I'm not happy. This is not my plan. This is not what I want to have happen. And ultimately, this is going to be more expensive for all of us. It's going to be more expensive. This is like a restaurant that did a remodel, and now they're about to hand you the menu, and that burger you used to get that was $12.99, it's $15.99. They're going to pass the cost to us 100%.
I'd also say, apologies for interrupting.
No, you're good.
If they were going to renovate Arrowhead, which I know a lot of fans wanted that, that cost was still being passed on to you, the consumer. If they had decided, in a hypothetical, because it feels like the opposite's happening, if they had decided, you know what, screw it, we're renovating Arrowhead, your $99 season ticket package was not staying $99 in a new stadium. Because I see a lot of people on the text line say, oh, it's going to make it more expensive. It was always going to get more expensive, no matter what. Renovation or new, the price was going to go up. That's just the harsh reality of the world.
Yeah, I just think this is like that line on the wire that the price of the brick is going up. The price of the brick is going up. The price of the brick is going up. They're going to get a majority of the money from the state of Kansas and the star bonds. And what is left over, they are going to pass it to season ticket holders with a personal seat license. 100%. I would be stunned if their new plan does not include a personal seat license. I would be stunned. That's what everybody is doing. Allegiant has this. SoFi has this. The Falcon Stadium. You are not building a new stadium in 2020. MetLife has. You are not building a new stadium if it does not include this personal seat license. So they're going to tax you twice. They're going to use tax money to pay for the stadium, and then they're going to tax you. Yeah, you know what? Hey, we're happy to sell you season tickets for 127 row 30. We need $4,000 for you to have the opportunity to buy these tickets. The price of the brick is absolutely going up with this new stadium. We can take you guys' phone calls, 913-586-7965. Sam called into the show. Hey, go ahead, Sam.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. Hey, first I want to preface by saying this is that I grew up in Jackson County. I grew up over in Blue Springs, and I currently live over in Johnson County now, just a little bit on the Kansas side. So I feel like I have perspective on like both sides of state line. And honestly, since the beginning of this whole stadium saga with both the Chiefs and the Royals, to me, it's never really mattered. Like, which side of state line they've ever played on, you know, because at the end of the day, like, they're still the Kansas City Royals. They're still the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not like they're moving to like Oklahoma City or San Antonio or Utah or something. They're still playing for Kansas City. Right. And they're just basically moving across state lines, and they're basically just moving across the street. To me, it's seriously not that big of a deal. But what I've noticed in this whole thing is I've noticed that Jackson County people and Johnson County people, it's turned into a whole Missouri versus Kansas thing, and that really needs to stop. It's stupid. It's immature. Leave the whole Missouri-Kansas thing to the college kids in Lawrence and Columbia, all right? We're you know, it does not make that big of a difference. And Jackson County folk need to stop trying to gatekeep the teams, okay? Like, all the Jackson County folks are going to be up in an uproar saying like, oh, if they move across state line, you know, these are our teams. Like, I'm never going to go to a game again. Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Stop lying. You're going to go to games just like Johnson County and Wyandotte folks have been going to Chiefs and Royals games crossing state line since 1972. And you will do the exact same.
Sam, I'm with right? you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I'm 100% with you, bro. I'm with you. It is a lot of posturing there. And maybe this is just as we all just go across the state line so much. It just, I'm with you. Have you been to a current game, Rob? You cross state line to go to the current game. Have you been to a concert before? You just came to MUKU. Like, what are we doing here? We go across the state line literally all the time. So someone on the text line said, what is a personal seat license? I will read to you. This is word for word from the Los Angeles Rams website. It is a one-time deposit that is mandated to go towards the construction of SoFi Stadium, giving fans the right to purchase season tickets and playoff tickets to the Rams games through 2068. It also provides the fan with the level of ownership and additional benefits above and beyond a traditional ticket price. Quite simply, this is a cover. That's what they're charging you, a cover. So if you want the season tickets, they are happy to sell it to you. Hey, these tickets, they are $125 a piece. You know, you pay for 9 games. We're also going to charge you $5,000 for the right to buy this. Now, they'll set it up where you don't got to give it to them all at one time. And kind of like how a car loan is, they can just roll it into what you already pay, and you can just pay it over a course of time. But I would be stunned if the Chiefs don't offer this. It would go against... Why are you building the shiny new stadium to then not do all the things that all of these other teams are doing in the shiny new stadium? This is what the Falcons do. This is what the Rams do. This is what the Raiders do. you're not doing this. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to squeeze every dollar out of this thing if they can. That's just big business.
But I know we're kind of on time here. I just want to let you know that this segment is brought to you by Baker University.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, Baker. My bad, Baker. Stadium ain't going nowhere near Baker. I'm going to tell you that right now. Ain't going nowhere over there.
Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment on private universities in the state. Baker University forever in our orange era.
Someone on the text line just said, you guys just don't get it because you lived in a state where your whole life you had professional teams. I've lived in Alabama, no professional teams whatsoever. There's no pride when you don't have a professional team that's in your state and it just up and leaves. It's not leaving the area. I understand the pride that you were talking about. I live in downtown Kansas City. So I live 22 minutes away from the Legends. I mean, yes, it's really cool that it's in Missouri, and it's a little bit closer because it's in Missouri. The pride that I feel, they're not moving that far away. Like, if I'm allowed to have pride about Sporting Kansas City, and some of you are Sporting Kansas City fans, why would you not have the same pride that you have for the Kansas City Chiefs? It's right down the street. It's right around the corner. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, what would happen if the Chiefs don't do PSL? They would make less money. That's all that would happen. That's all that would happen. I mean, you don't have to do one. I mean, the Chiefs don't currently have one for their new stadium. You would just make less money. So SoFi used primarily private dollars. SoFi doesn't have a tax. They didn't do these things, but they just created a tax. It's a personal seat license that you can then have 10 annual installments for. So yeah, that's a tax. That's what they created, a tax that they charge directly to their fans. So yeah, I mean, you don't have to have a personal seat license. You would just make less money. And I don't know what we know about the Chiefs that would then tell you they're interested in making less money. I don't see that the case. And I don't want to leave out the Royals in this conversation because obviously they matter and they are a part of it. The opinion that I have for the Chiefs is not the opinion that I'm going to have for the Royals if the announcement happens. I think the Royals have done quite literally everything they could to want to stay on the Missouri side. I don't feel that way about the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs ever wanted to make it work. I don't think the Chiefs ever wanted to do their part. I think the Royals have done their part. I think the Royals have told you from the beginning, we want to be in downtown Kansas City. And I think they have tried to be in downtown Kansas City. And for a bunch of different reasons, that has failed every single time. So if the Royals end up taking the 119th and all, I will have a very different energy about it than I have about the Chiefs. I think this is what the Chiefs want. I think this has always been the Chiefs' number one plan. I think the Chiefs are cool with staying at Arrowhead. I think they put in just enough effort to make us think they cared about it. But ultimately, behind the scenes, they have been working and planning for this to build their football cathedral that gives them WrestleMania and the Super Bowl that they own with all of the shops and all of the bars and all of the things around it. This is what I think Clark Hunt's vision is. This is what I think he wants. I don't think 119th and all is what John Sherman wants. His first press conference as the owner of the team, he said, our vision is downtown Kansas City. The Chiefs have had very different energy when it comes to what the future of the stadium is than the Royals have.
I think the main thing the Chiefs always wanted, and I know we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves with the reporting today, that it feels like the Chiefs could be headed to Kansas soon. I know the Chiefs have always wanted is space. And even though Truman Sports Complex has plenty of parking, do you know what you can get more of with the new stadium? You can get more space. You can get more land. You can get more area. So I think everything you're saying is fair, and I agree with most of it. But I think the one thing that you're leaving out is what the Chiefs want is space themselves. They want, you ever had a sibling move out because they go to college or something, and now you have the whole house to yourself? Maybe you had, a younger sibling who, you guys shared a bedroom and you had a bunk bed, and one moved away, and now you have more space. Because of all the political maneuverings or whatever, the Chiefs needed space, and they are tired of waiting on the Royals to give them the space. So it sounds like they're headed to Kansas based on reporting we're hearing soon, And I think one of the reasons they're doing that is they want space, and Kansas can offer them lots and lots of space.
So to, I guess, go back to what we were just talking about with the personal seat licenses, you know, the Titans are building a new stadium. The Titans are implementing a personal seat license, and they range from $4,500 to $750. So I just, depending on where you sit. And this is a one-time fee. You pay the $750, and these are your seats. So for anything that happens in the stadium, you own that seat. I'm sure there's some exceptions. I don't think you're getting Super Bowl tickets if that happens. But yeah, so I think it just depends on where you are. I was reading a little bit more about this while Rob was talking, and the average price for a PSL in the new Titan Stadium is around $3,500. So at $3,500, if it goes the way the Rams are, they give you 10 years to pay off the $3,500, but you own those seats, the rights to those seats, for most events that end up coming. So when Taylor Swift comes, you get first chance to get the Taylor Swift tickets. Beyonce comes, Morgan Wallen comes, WrestleMania comes, you get an opportunity to get those tickets. The Final Four, you get what I'm saying here when it comes to it. You aren't building the new stadium if you're not doing this. Like, every new stadium that has been built in the last 10 years has implemented this plan. They're implementing this plan. We got time to take more phone calls. 913-586-7965. It would appear that the Chiefs are moving to Kansas. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Someone on the text line asked, if the Chiefs moved to Kansas, would they still be the Kansas City Chiefs? Yes. You know this. Come on now. You know this. The Dallas Cowboys don't play in Dallas. They're not the Arlington Cowboys. They're not the Irving Cowboys. Come on now. You knew that. I'm here to answer all questions. But we got to do better. We got to do better, Rob. That's what we got to do. We got to do better. Rob, are you, I guess in the end, are you thrilled about this? Because something tells me you would be happier with the Royals. I know you're happy, obviously, about the football team. You don't have like a level of excitement for this that I thought you were going to have.
I am reserving my excitement until we get an official announcement.
Until the Chiefs say it's the fact.
Looking over, you know, what Bob was on the show earlier, he said the Chiefs are not 100% going to Topeka on Monday unless they have a deal figured out. Well, you and I know how deals work. It feels like it could happen, and it feels like it's pushing that direction. However, no guarantee. So I want to see lock solid announcement before I get super excited. But I mean, for me, one of the reasons, maybe other than that, my excitement's a little tapered is driving to the Legends, which is where I presume the stadium will be, versus driving to the Truman Sports Complex, kind of the same distance for me.
For sure.
It's like 18 minutes versus like 31 minutes.
So you also go out there enough for Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah. I have a pretty good feel that it's like, yeah, it's a little bit shorter, but it's not like, oh man, my commute just got so easy. It's like, it's kind of the same for me. Like, nothing's changing other than I don't cross state line to go to a game.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing for me, at least in all of this, is, and I do want to take you guys' phone calls, the biggest thing for me is just the price of the brick is going up. It is going to be more expensive if they end up doing this.
By the way, Rod, real quick, the mayor, Quentin Lucas, who we're working on having on the show tomorrow, has issued an official statement, quote, Kansas City does not negotiate in public and will not change course today.
Are they losing?
As the city and our Missouri partners continue discussions with our long-term partners at the Chiefs and Royals, we remain steadfast in working toward an arrangement in the best interest of our community and the greatest success of our teams on and off the field.
Are he losing? Are we allowed to tell them the behind-the-scenes part?
That is some word salad.
Are we allowed to tell them behind the scenes part?
Probably not.
You sure? I mean, I'll tell them. I mean, it doesn't matter. The mayor wanted to come on the show today. That's how I know they're getting pressed. That's how I know you're pressed. Normally, I reach out to him. He called us. Hey, you guys want me on today? You know what? Why don't you just come on tomorrow? You know what I think you need? I think you need a hot bath, a good meal, and a good night's rest. His phone probably on fire right now.
By the way, Governor Kehoe has also issued a statement.
Of course, because they lose it. You can always tell who's losing by who gives a statement. Have you noticed it? Kansas is giving no statements right now.
Well, they had that Department of Commerce statement that was like,
yeah, from nobody. That's who they had it. They just had a random person release a statement. In Missouri, everybody releasing a statement. They got Brad Pitt about to release a statement. They got the president at the University of Missouri about to release one.
Here's the comment from on behalf of the governor from a spokesperson.
That's how you know they're getting smoked right now.
Governor Kehoe and his team remain in frequent communication with the Chiefs and Royals to keep them in Missouri. He believes Missouri is the best home for both teams and continues working with the teams to make the right decision to grow and invest in the Show Me State.
All right, well, right now, Missouri is hitting a 3 and a blowout loss to cut the lead from 31 to 28. I mean, good shot. It was a good shot. I mean, I can't hate this. You know what the Chiefs are doing right now? This is like that Patrick Mahomes touchdown pass to Xavier Worthy in the Super Bowl. That's what they're doing right now.
That's not a good analogy. I got a better analogy. Remember when Jacob Cruz got hot at the end of the KUMU game? That's this. That was really good because KUMU. You see what I did there? Kansas, Missouri? That worked.
Yo, that worked. You know what? I'm not talking to you anymore. I wish I had the ability to put you in timeout. Like a child. I'm not talking to you anymore for the rest of the segment. That was flagrant, out of bounds. That's what it was. It was out of bounds. Cody, you called into the drive. How you doing, man?
I've been better, C-Dot. How are you?
I understand, man. I appreciate you calling in today.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So I live on the Lee Summit side of town, and it makes me upset that my drive just went from about 20 minutes to an hour. But my real problem is that all of these new stadiums are going to a very corporate structure. You know, they're wanting to sell suites. And, you know, the thing that makes Arrowhead special, and this has been going away for a number of years, but it has been the fan experience inside the stadium. And that's going to go away when you put in luxury suites, because they're going to make this thing a spectacle. All these new stadiums are like that. And I just worry that the allure of playing at Kansas City is going to be dissipated by that.
Cody, I think what you were saying is completely fair. I appreciate the phone call. I don't disagree with anything you are saying. The analogy that I would make is, if you've been to a club before, you have noticed over time how the club doesn't really care that much about you if you don't got a table. If you got a table, oh man, it's fun. It's really fun if you got a table. The pretty girls come over, they got the sparklers, they give you all kind of juice, and all. It's great if you got a table. Man, if you don't got a table, you don't exist. Move out of the way. You can't sit down. You can't do anything. They do not care about you if you don't got a table. I think what you were saying right now, when these stadiums are built for the people in the suites. I mean, they're cool if everybody else comes, sure. I mean, you know, we got to feed you. We got to give you a place to sit. We got to give you a bathroom. That's about it. That's all you're getting. You don't get much else if you're one of the poors. You're not getting much else. You don't got a table. You are in GA in the club. That's exactly how they're treating you. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Hey, doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say, it's too bad they didn't start developing that area about 10 years ago or something, because there's, you know, we talk about hotels, and there's rundown hotels across the street. You know, it's a cool drive to see both those stadiums next to each other. I drive by every day twice. I'm from Green Valley to Shawnee. And, you know, I mean, the Chiefs go to the Kansas side. I love it. I live in Shawnee, so that'd be awesome. So, yeah, it's really just kind of where I'm at with it. I think it would be neat if they would have brought that more of an entertainment district in the past. I hope they can make a new one as loud as they make that one. And don't forget, 10 years before the new stadium comes around? Was it 35 or something like that before it's all said and done? So it's not like it's next week that they're moving across state lines, if they do move across state lines.
Yeah, Brian, I appreciate the phone call. I'm 100% with you. I understand it's disappointing. We still got some time to appreciate Arrowhead Stadium. We got four more seasons. I mean, they have four more seasons guaranteed they have to stay in this one. The lease isn't up until 2030. So they have four more years in their current stadium. And if I had to guess, at some point in 2026, and wherever they are going, they're either going to break ground on a new stadium in Kansas, which that's what I expect them to do, or they'll announce a renovation plan, and they'll start doing it little by little. It'll just happen around you. But, yeah, I suspect at some point in 2026, the Chiefs will break ground with the intention of opening up a brand new stadium in 2030 or 2031 out in Kansas. And the stadium is going to be amazing. As somebody who has recently went to Allegiant Stadium, it doesn't really have a whole lot of personality. It doesn't have a whole lot of feel, but it is an incredible stadium. It is a really, really nice stadium. It's also the Raiders. I mean, I don't know if the Raiders can give you a whole lot of feel and personality. They team ain't that good. Let's go back to the phone lines. John called into the show. Hey, John, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, C-Dot?
How you doing, man? Appreciate you calling in.
So I'm a Olathe. I'm born and raised Olathe. I'm actually a fan of this. I know it's unpopular, but I just joined in, so I don't know if you guys already talked about this, but I don't think it's the drive time that Missourians really care about. I think it's not in Missouri. It's in Kansas. You know, it used to be the Kansans had to go to Missouri. You guys live in Kansas, but all the amenities are in Missouri. And then now it's flipped. And so I just think there's going to be all that, and there's going to be drama and whatnot. And, yeah, that's all I got to say.
No, John, I'm 100% with you, man. I appreciate it. I say this as a proud Missourian. Part of the identity of being a Missourian and being someone who lives in Kansas City on this side is that you have had the teams. That is absolutely part of the identity if you live in the state of Missouri. That if you are Rob or you live in Kansas, you got to come over here to do all the cool stuff. You want to go to a concert? You got to come over here. You want to go to a sporting event? You want to go to the Kauffman Center? That is absolutely part of the fabric of if you live in Missouri. That is the threat of that is one by one being pulled away. if you're Rob, I don't really know why you would ever come over here if they don't have the sports teams. What are you coming over here for? Almost everything you need, it's on that side. I mean, you come over here every once in a while, you know, go see a little Katy Perry from time to time, but soon there will not be a whole lot of reasons to come over to Kansas City, Missouri if you live on 135th and Metcalf, for example. What are you over here for if you don't work over here? You got everything you need over on that side. That is absolutely part of this discussion. We can keep taking phone calls here. We got a really good Thursday night football game. In fact, one of the best Thursday night football games ever coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rob, let me ask you a question. Do you watch a podcast?
No. I mean, I've sometimes put it on YouTube and done other stuff, but I'm not like intently watching, no.
Yeah. I'm sure by now you've seen the news that some of the premier podcasts are now moving to Netflix, and that Netflix has bought the rights for a couple of these.
I have seen that.
Netflix is definitely changing. I feel like every 2 years they kind of have like a course correction. You remember they had that stretch where they kept trying to make like original movies and we just kept telling them that's not what we come to this app for. We go to Netflix for documentaries and shows. That's what we go to it for. I'm not on there because you got the new Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz movie. You could have spent this money elsewhere. I do think it's interesting that they want to get in the podcast space, though. I don't watch any podcasts. I certainly listen to some. I don't ever watch them, so this just doesn't really have any effect on my life. But I mean, there's still multiple free options to consume it, and, I mean, there's plenty of podcasts that I see their clips all the time. Like, I've never once clicked on Jeff Teague's podcast, and I watch the clips almost all the time. It's very funny to me. But I've never once listened to their podcast before.
I mean, that's just Instagram, TikTok in 2025.
For sure.
There's a ton of podcasts where I've never watched a minute of it, and yet I feel like I see the clip and I'm like, oh, so-and-so's podcast. There you go.
Yeah, man, for sure. Let me take one more phone call today. Aaron, how are you doing, man? Aaron, you there? I don't think he's there. I didn't hear him. Did you hear him?
I did not hear Aaron.
I didn't hear Aaron. Who do you have winning Thursday Night Football today?
I'm going to tell you something surprising. I'm a Seahawks believer.
Okay, here you go.
Give me Aaron Darnold of the Hawks tonight.
Okay. That's great. There is not a world in which I will believe in the Seattle Seahawks. Not a single world. I don't care what they do. They could win tonight's game 100-0. I just be like, I don't know, man. I don't trust them when it gets to the postseason. I've potentially fell for it last year with Sam Darnold, and I just can't get myself to fall for it again. I just can't get myself mentally there to do it again. I mean, they basically got this as a coin flip kind of game. Seattle is a 1.5-point favorite at home in this game. So Vegas thinks the Rams are the better team, but Seattle is at home, so we're going to give you the respect that you need.
I also think, I mean, the Rams are beat up. Like, a short week on the road, no Devontae Adams tonight. Like, that Seahawks defense is really good. I mean, this could feel like a Seahawks make a statement type of game, I think that's moot because I don't think people are ever going to believe in Sam Darnold until it's time to believe in Sam Darnold, but this feels like the Seahawks tonight.
The text line's getting on you because you said Aaron Donald.
Oh, Sam Darnold, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, Aaron was on the phone. I got 700 texts going on right now.
No, it happens. It's all good.
I don't know if you know this text line. Kind of a breaking news day. A lot going on.
There you go. Now you're acting like the mayor. Emotional.
I want me to reread the mayor's comments. Please, let me on the show.
Acting emotional. That man released a statement in record time. What do you think Mike Kehoe was doing? Like, oh, I got to comment on this again.
I know what Ty Masterson's doing. There's a party out in Topeka tonight.
Yeah, smoking cigars is what he's out here doing. Did you put in a request to get him on the show?
100% the request is in.
Oh, he ain't never coming back on the show. He can try, though.
Oh, I have a hunch when something's official, he'll be on a celebration tour.
Oh, yeah, he definitely going to be doing the whole... He's for sure going to... They're going to be doing the rounds. For sure. They're definitely going to be doing the rounds whenever they win.
We might have them all on. Hey, Dan Hawkins, what are you up to? You want to come on and talk about this? We got you.
Yeah. We can get the governor on, get everybody on the show. Why would we not? All right. Well, this was a fun day. This was a fun show. I appreciate you guys.
I had a great time on this side of state line.
Yeah, it was great. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was phenomenal. We will be back tomorrow. It's going to be very weird to have a Friday show and not talk about the Chiefs. I don't know what to do with tomorrow's show. I'm not breaking down the game. I don't honestly even know if I don't know how much of it. I don't tell you this much. The Chiefs are done on the main TV. They are a second or third television only situation. You can't be playing preseason games and you get the main TV with the sound. That's not how this works. Not at all. So we'll figure out what the Sunday plan is. But I look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.